You know what time it is, your favorite time of the fucking week. Time for Sorry If I Offend You, the podcast, the one, the only, your favorite. And this week I got with me the Orange Ave. Is it media group? Is it podcast? What are we saying?
It's a little more than, it's a little bit of everything, man. We're like a variety group, you know? We do it all. We're a one-stop shop for content.
What kind of content?
We the squad. Hold on. We the squad.
Give him the better intro.
Gang, pretty much.
Can we talk real quick? We do taxes, all right? We do taxes. We do videos. Whatever you need. We lawyers out here. Attorneys at large. Talk to us. Orange Ave.
Listen, that's the intro y'all need. Jari gave y'all the cut, dry... Mm-hmm. My name is Steven type of fucking intro, okay?
It's giving turkey.
Yeah, come on. You gotta... Nah, turkey's that shit. It's giving ham.
Because...
It's giving ham.
Jari's the business behind things, so he gotta handle things properly. He gotta shake hands and kiss babies. I'm not all that, dog. I'm ODB in this, bitch. I'm the creative. I'm the one who make it happen out here, and I'm about to shake shit up today on your podcast. Sorry if I curse. My bad.
Nah. We curse on this podcast. Shit, bitch, fuck, all that. Everything that you want, honestly. You cuss a lot, so let's not talk about being inappropriate. Is it? Well, so how did y'all get started as a group? Like, what made you think of Orlando Orange Ave? Because your ass not even from Orlando. Mm. She's from
Orlando
Kansas.
We like half and half at this point, right?
I'm from Florida now.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
Nah, man, but it was just an idea. Me and Derek, you know, he be behind the scenes. You ain't never going to catch him on camera.
Shout out D.
Right? That we just came up with just to start shooting some content. And it just grew from there, man. It just snowballed into, you know, adding more cast members every time we do a sketch. Uh-huh. And it's going from there.
So your brand essentially started off of, like, the corny TikTok
clips? Not really. It was kind of like not – we don't even be on TikTok. That's kind of like
– Maybe you should be on TikTok. I know, right? I might have allied
man,
you on
TikTok
that.
TikTok about to get banned, man.
You think so? I don't think so.
I hope so, shit.
Don't do that. Hey, we just started a TikTok.
I'm on TikTok, Rick Rock, Click Clock, Crick Rock.
Oh, so you're definitely making the skits, for sure.
Nah, honestly, me and Jari been cool forever. Me and Deanna used to work together.
He gave the government. Yeah. I wasn't going to do you like that.
Oh, my bad. Me and Vibes. Out here sounding like an X-Men and shit.
Call me by my rapper name. Don't play.
My bad. I mean, I know her before all the vibes and the massages and whatnot, yo. So
you don't got to make out with the mic. Hey, relax. You good?
My bad, yo. Sorry.
No, but that is crazy story. Like, that's... Honestly, how I met both of them was I used to work with Kev, and I used to work with Jari back in the day. He was one of my first friends in Florida, actually.
Yeah, he's just my co-worker.
Mine too, actually.
Co-workers.
Was it? Actually, Jari, that's how we met. We used to work together.
Playhouse
days that turned into vintage days. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of shit.
Yeah,
did you work with him in the venues, or you work with him in a regular job?
Vane,
this Jari is a Orlando whore.
He
done been through every venue
like
out
that.
This bitch.
Don't age me like that. Venue?
I'm just aging you appropriately. Okay? Well, you done seen a lot of things in life.
Right.
So out of all the things you've seen in Orlando, what's one of the craziest experiences you've had in this city? So let's get into it, because I want to hear it from all three of y'all.
I would say those protests in 2020, those shits was pretty crazy.
People
was hanging from trees, throwing bottles at cops. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, my camera girl was doing that shit too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wow. She was jumping and she was parkouring and shit.
Just out there angry.
Yeah.
Not parkour, but yeah, we was at the protest and all. The cops was macing themselves. That was probably the craziest thing I saw. They was macing themselves.
That's the craziest shit you've seen in Orlando is the protest. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all are lying.
The naked man that
ran inside the pizza shop.
Okay.
One.
Any moment.
That's way worse.
Any moment at the pizza shop.
At the pizza shop. You weren't there for that, but you seen it.
Yeah, I seen it.
I guess, yeah.
I seen a dude in an Easter bunny costume get his ass whooped. He got jumped.
I thought he whooped somebody.
He was whooping ass.
He was whooping ass. Yeah.
He was whooping ass, but then they started jumping him.
Oh shit! Hey, Easter coming back around. He might look. He might come back around for his even one because it's about to be Easter Sunday.
Nah, if we doing fights, I gotta say the craziest fight was when that dude got thrown down that hole in front of Chicago.
Yo,
yo, that was nuts. That dude went super viral. No.
The big guy that yeah, that was crazy.
But what about the dead body over the shoulder looking from Beecham?
Hold on,
oh, the dude not that dead
body.
He looked like a dead body. He was so small. He just like
the security guard that put him on the shoulder, and his pants fell down. Yeah.
The security guard. The security guards are nuts in Orlando. I seen a dude in front of Shots take somebody's umbrella and whoop their ass with their own umbrella, dog. Straight Mary Poppins whooping ass, yo. Yo, swiping, dog.
They don't get paid enough to put up with the bullshit that they put up with, so honestly, I'd be Mary Poppins in that bitch, too. Shit. Whatever is around me, I'm coming at it. What do you mean? They get paid like $12 an hour.
That's messed up. So why are they advocating for the police officers to get paid more when... What? They should be paying the
That
security.
Is actually the question that I have for y'all that I wanted to get into. So, Jari, I know that you posted, so I know this is a topic that you've well-versed yourself on. Orlando is now having an alcohol curfew ban. Essentially, that's what it is for in layman's terms, y'all. Big word, simple terms. It's an alcohol ban after what? 12 o'clock?
12:30, yeah.
12:30. They're basically setting up a new rule for venues in downtown Orlando, or I guess the area, that after 12:30, unless you have a certain license and you have secure, or what is it, like, police security. Yeah, it has to be like armed, off-duty police security guards, paying them to work. You are not allowed to serve alcohol. So what that means for these bars is basically you fucking done at 12:30 or you got to pay the price. And it's not the permit that's expensive. It's the off-duty police officer. They're like $40 an hour. And what? How do you know if the venues have a minimum?
What I found out after I posted that is it depends on the venue size. So the smaller venues, you might get lucky and it might be 40, but everybody was telling me their cost is going to be like $90 and up.
Yeah, because you're getting two or three officers, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So larger venues are going to need two to three officers, which is most of the clubs out here are going to need two to three, especially, let's just be real, if you're in the urban crowd, you're going to need two or three just for the city to feel safe.
Yeah.
Because
I wonder how that works legally, though, since the city is supplying the security. Are they liable if something happens to me? So if I come out here and get, like, beat up, I can sue the city? Like, y'all niggas are supposed to have my back.
Mm. I feel like, I mean, are the clubs responsible if you get jumped?
Shit, if they got security.
And they pay security, they're not responsible. You can try to sue the club, but a lot of the times they're going to give you a number of reasons why they're not responsible. Mm-hmm. Same reason why there's cops that are off duty all the time in front of Beecham, and there was that shooting with the 16-year-old. Do you think the cops had any type of backlash for not reacting fast? I doubt it. Cops are never held responsible in any city that we have them. So for me, I feel like them having off-duty officers and doing this ban is really just a ploy for the city to make more money on the back end.
Yeah, 100%, because it's not really about the safety. It's about all these residential high-rises going up downtown. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They want to make a more calm environment. They don't want it to be nightlife, clubs. But it's been happening in every city. I remember when it started in Tampa, I want to say back in like 2015, where they were pushing all the clubs out from downtown and out from Ybor, and then in Atlanta, the same thing happened too. So it's just monkey see, monkey do. They saw it happen, and it worked in bigger cities, so they just trying to get the same thing going. Something I found out too, that a lot of the venues couldn't even speak on it the way they wanted to because they felt like the city was going to target their venues if they started trying to, like, tell people to, you know, start expressing their opinions and stuff about it. So it's really messed up for the venue owners that, you know, I heard the numbers on one of the clubs, they're going to have to pay upwards of $400,000 a year to supply the security for their spot. So, yeah, it's real tight. But, I mean, I don't know the dude's name, the commissioner dude, or whoever the guy is that's in charge of this. He was saying, like, the good venues are going to last and the whack ones are going to stay. So, I mean, that's the best. I mean, if you want to go out and party downtown, that's the best you can hope for.
That's messed up, y'all. How are they gonna afford to pay for security and pay for us when we come through? Because we need promotion and all that shit too. I don't know.
We need that comp bottle.
I don't know if you're gonna be able to.
Hey,
take
them
care
comp
of
bottles are
me.
Done. Right. Yeah. Shit, they gonna say fuck your comp. You get the comp bottle at 11 o'clock, like the rest of everybody.
Man,
What do you think that's going to do for the city, like the culture of the city overall, since that's what you guys cover on a lot of your media? I know that you guys had did, what was it, Vibe Sessions?
Yeah.
Was it for the music that you were covering?
Yeah.
What do you think that means for the city and for artists?
Well,
in
we
the
might
city?
Have to change the show name to International Drive.
I drive in this bitch.
Right. I don't know, honestly. But I that did make me think, like, okay, was they just looking for a way to, like, save money on them pushing the agenda to not have to have paperwork to conceal a weapon? In Florida? Was that a prep for that?
You just threw me the fuck off. What are we talking about?
I'm saying about the laws downtown.
Oh, you're saying...
We're just talking about.
Yeah, if it's related to the...
if it's related to gun laws?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, look at you. You just thinking ahead. I mean, maybe that's it. There has been a lot of shootings in Orlando, so I could see why the, like, just overall the government would try to put something like this into play, because, I mean, y'all know, we're around it. We've been out. There's been a lot more shootings than there ever has in my years of living in Orlando in the last 2 years.
I wonder, though, because when the shooting up the street happened with that, like, mass shooting we had here in Orlando.
What mass shooting?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't want to say because I don't want to trigger the algorithm. You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
But they didn't like put no laws in a place when that happened. You know what I mean? I didn't hear a whisper about that. And I was
they got the sniper. They have a sniper.
Who are you talking about?
Y'all just didn't know that. The cops have a sniper in Orlando now. Ever since Pulse, they have a sniper.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So y'all might not know, but there's I mean, he's a sniper. No, but they got a sniper out there. Yeah. Ever since Pulse, they have a sniper, a live sniper that works during the nights. So
where was he at last summer when niggas was on?
He wasn't on a swivel. His head wasn't on a swivel. He on this side of Orange, right. But they can't afford two of them. Mm. I wonder how much snipers go for.
Gotta be a few bands.
Gotta be. He just sitting on the roof.
That's military grade.
Hey, listen, imagine you just sitting and then phew, somebody gets
thinking
shot.
You getting active, nigga, just take you out. I'll be hot like.
Well, you'd be dead. Actually, you wouldn't be hot. You'd be done. The story's done with.
Right.
But for, like, music artists that are performing in venues, we know. Jari knows, actually, about CPT. Y'all know about CPT? You know what CPT?
You talking about Colored People Time?
Definitely,
okay,
yeah.
Go.
I feel like a lot of artists go to clubs late. So what type of crowd are you pulling in if you're showing up after 12:30 to perform? If they're coming to clubs to perform and there's no alcohol in the venue, the crowd is probably going to leave. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't say you have to close your doors. You have to stop serving alcohol. So if these venues aren't able to pay or don't pay for that extra security and that extra alcohol license, those artists aren't going to have a crowd to perform for. So what do you think that really means for local artists in Orlando or even small artists that come through the city? How is that going to affect Orlando in the long run?
I feel like if enough after hours are able to stay open in Orlando as is, then it's not going to be much different. All these clubs are just going to turn into after hour spots, which we already have a surplus of them.
Right, but
city.
They still need security and an alcohol license, right? Or is it only downtown Orlando?
They're probably just going to make, all right, boom, if I'm a venue owner and somebody approaches me because they want to do an event there, then I'm going to just put the expenses on the promoter. Mm. That's all it's
gonna trigger. God damn. I'll never throw a party out here.
Hey,
shit. Well, 8 o'clock. You better be at the door at 8 because we closing at 10. Mm.
But it's
shit.
Gonna make people take it more seriously, though. You know what I mean? It's not gonna be a clout contest no more. You're gonna have to really put some numbers up.
Right.
Unless you wanna miss rent.
Business is business. Are there any artists that you could say you guys enjoy in Orlando, genuinely?
From Orlando?
Yeah, from Orlando.
I would say we do. We've worked with Trap Hamilton. He's super dope.
Okay. He was on the last, what is that session called?
Vibe check.
Mm-hmm. I actually do enjoy that session a lot, and I thought that was a great idea. Are you guys going to bring that back on to the
100%.
Show?
That's
for sure.
The show.
He did a good job. We did it. We reviewed that the last time when we chopped it up. I think he did a great job. Mm-hmm. Would you say he's the only artist?
I mean, he's Whoop. One of the ones that I like that we worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Other people that I really like in the city, like Palmer Reed. Super amazing artist.
That's a guy or a girl?
He's a guy. He's like a... Honestly, he's so diverse. I don't even want to put him in a category. Who else?
I like D-Boy a lot.
Was he a rapper?
Yeah, he a rapper. He can spit. I mean, because, you know, we used to host that Loud all the time, so I know, like, a lot of artists. So I listen to Pop a lot. He has a couple songs I like.
Pop who? His name is just Pop?
Yeah, P-A-H exclamation point B.
That's, come on now. You got to work on, hey, you got to work on that damn name, because what?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, Whoop got classics. I just got hip to 10%. He's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? It's too many to name, man. I feel like if I name too many, somebody gonna be sitting there like, hold on, nigga, you better say me.
Hey, I'm next. Well, you didn't get named.
I listen to Wu-Tang and Celine Dion in my car, so I don't know about none of that.
He said, fuck Orlando, basically.
Hey, yo, it's the Wu in the house, and, you know, it's all coming back to me. My heart will go on.
Your that's outfit gave me that. I was like, he listened to Wu-Tang for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the hat with the yellow and the black. I said, he looked like he a backup dancer. You feel me? Like, he was an unseen member. That's what I thought.
Yeah, not too much on me right now. Not too much on me.
Okay, not too much. We're going to let you chill. We're going to let you chill. Okay. My bad. I don't want you to start, you know, getting on my ass.
Nah. But best artists in the city, you know, the comedians in the city, dog. More so than the music.
Right. Okay. Let's talk creatives in Orlando, because you guys are creatives in Orlando. So tell us what you do outside of your Orange Ave. Jari, we'll start with you since you want to talk today.
What I did. You know, I just do the stand-up thing. That's about it. I don't do much.
He don't shout do out shit, actually. Jari is very humble, actually. Jari has accomplished a lot. Not only does he sell the doors for comedy shows, he also sells dick on the side. So if you're looking, he'll get you. Nah, but Jari is well-known in the city. I mean, you've actually introduced me to a bunch of people out here, genuinely speaking. Like, we've been through a lot in the years that we've been out here. He older than me, but whatever.
Hey, don't do that.
But, you know, you've made a staple for not only just this brand, but you also have HM. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just Jari Knows Shit. That's your name.
Yeah, man,
you're your own brand, and you're branching out. But I've seen you do numbers. He's actually going on tour. So tell us about that. You trying to act like you don't have shit going on for yourself? We don't have losers on this.
You know, I just do podcasts, show up late. You know what I'm saying?
Showing up late. That's his number one.
Yeah. That's my priority in life. Be late always. Nah, man. But you know, I just like to execute my ideas. So, you know, if I have an idea for something, whether it be an event, a joke, a party, or, you know, a brand, whatever, I just, you know, like to follow my vision. That's pretty much it. You know what I mean?
He's a planner and an executor.
Yeah.
Get shit done.
Yeah, man. These are the ghosts right here.
Next is Vibes. The Guilty Vines.
My name's Dee, the Vibe Provider. I'm Jari's assistant.
I
feel
so
like
much.
It.
I hate
y'all, man. No, but I'm a massage therapist on the side. That's like, that's my main hustle. I also do like a puff and paint night that we're going to bring back.
Yeah,
so I do a lot of little different projects on the side, too.
Okay. What's your attribution to the group, though? So he does comedy. I know he knows a bunch of people. You're bringing the vibes.
She's
so what's your specialty?
Because
you have, I know
I'm
you
funny
do.
Too. Like,
she's the face. Let's just put it that way.
I got you. I'm the one who gets it done.
Oh, okay.
Every team needs that.
Every team needs that because they ain't gonna do it. The women are gonna get it done. Yeah. All right.
You gotta let them think that, y'all.
We know that that's what it is.
Shout out to my teammates, yo. Jari is being way too humble. BuzzFeed representative out here was mentioned live just a little bit ago. Out here killing out shows from San Diego to New York to Florida. This dude does it all. And the vibes.
London.
Oh, London show.
That boy over London.
That boy overseas in the UK, all right?
And he said, don't forget.
You know, the vibes gets it right every time. Whenever we do sketches, she getting everybody's hair and makeup right. She's acting. She's in front of the camera. She's behind the camera. She making sure we got baddies around us to make sure they in the video, too. The vibe is getting it done. Let's not call a spade where we don't see a spade and get it played. You know what I'm saying? The vibe gets it done. And then, you know, there is the man that needs no introduction. Come on. I feel like y'all playing me like I'm new out here, man. Mr. 407 Kevin, man. The house, you know, young phenom. I don't want to talk too much on my name, but because Jari played the humble round. I'm gonna go with the
do it.
Nigga, I'm Michael Jackson of this Jackson 5 ass group. What are we talking about? Y'all playing me like I'm new. Yo, one of the biggest Instagram series to hit Orlando ever, the Dating in Central Florida video starring Mr. 407 Kevin.
I actually just seen it. Mr. 407, my bad. I just seen you.
Yeah, I know, but you're talking to me like I'm new out here, dog.
It felt like you were new. I'm telling you, to me, you're new. But
I'm
look.
One of the new guys on the team. They went out and casted and scouted, and they needed a new LeBron on their team. And so they
and
got
you
him.
Were that one. Damn. They got Zion, first round trap,
first round pick right off. You know, I'm sitting bench right now, but I'm trying to let y'all know I'm coming off shooting. I'm coming off shooting and saluting, dog. So let me talk to y'all real quick. I'm stumbling. I've been drinking. But look, I do stand-up, all right? I do stand-up comedy. We out here too. I'm a stand-up comic, bro. Like my father before me and his father before him. You could catch me at the Orlando Improv and everywhere else. And I'm making this content out here. So tell me what y'all really want. Talk to me nicely. Come on.
Damn, I might have to hire you for me. You might have to open the show up. I might need a new intro.
Those about to be the longest captions y'all niggas
I swear.
Ever.
I'm like, golly. Well, yeah, you take over this shit. This your episode. Yeah. At this point.
Talk to me nicely, please. That's all I ask.
On a business standpoint, though, what's your future? What are y'all future goals as a unit? Do you plan on expanding?
Build this show up and then sell it to a bigger company. Mm. And then start a new one and watch this one take. That's about it.
Can I take this one? Yo, I'm trying to.
You can take all of them. Hold on.
I'm trying to be the next Tyler Perry without the dress and the makeup out here, man. I want my own company. I want my own property. I want it all, bro. And I want Orange Ave to be the face of it, dog. We want to be a citrus grove, tree farmer type shit. We want tangerines, grapefruits, orange, and all that. It's Orange Ave out here, man. Come on, it's us.
You feel like if there's major changes that happen in downtown, because Orange Ave is downtown. Yeah. It's stretch of south downtown and, shit, is it north downtown? I don't know. It's fucking downtown and then Soto. But Orange Ave is that entire stretch. If something happens majorly where these venues are gone, they're doing everything, they gentrify, whatever, what does that mean for y'all? Like, because you are Orange Ave, so if ain't shit out here, what are y'all going to do?
Gentrify our content. You know,
Orange Ave is not a place; it's a spirit.
Right.
Well, it's a street. It's actually a street.
Orange Ave in every city, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we all—it's a little bit of Orange Ave in all of us. Yeah. You know what I mean? So whatever happens downtown, just know we're gonna be there talking shit about it.
Plus, mm-hmm. The comedy clubs close early, so we ain't got nothing to worry about.
He's like, yeah, fuck it.
I'm done at 9:30. So what's up?
Our niggas better learn how to write a joke.
So, what are the type of content that y'all push out? Because Kev, I seen your video about the relationships. Do I think that they're valid? No, I do not.
Mm. Talk to me.
I'm telling you. What's my hang up?
What's the contention? What's the?
So my thing is I just feel like you're very knowledgeable about not being knowledgeable about the relationships that you're talking about in your standpoint.
Okay.
In my opinion.
So relationships specifically or locations of relationships?
By locations, what do you mean? Like you're standing?
No, because what I do is actually I talk about like what dating is like in different cities. I'm not specifically talking on relationships.
The video that I seen from you was about dating in Orlando. It was the whole like parody of dating in Orlando, and I'm pretty sure it was about dating people in the club scene, unless somebody else has your same exact name. And I'm throwing it off.
Mr. 321 is out there?
No, it was 407 Kev. I swear to God it was, unless I'm remembering it wrong.
I make a lot of content, so maybe I just did a sketch that was something. I did a OnlyFans video recently that had women feeling a type of way. Like,
what's your stance on OnlyFans?
Well, for the sake of the video, this is not my personal stance, but for the sake of funny.
Give your personal stance.
I was saying that every girl that I meet either has a kid or an OnlyFans if they're a baddie in Orlando. So we did a sketch with a beautiful young lady. Shout out to Drea, super dope co-star. And we had her, like, she's the perfect girl for me. Like, mm-hmm. She checks all the boxes. And then I find out at the end that, like, oh, she's a dancer at La Palace. Oh, damn, she has got an OnlyFans. She want me to subscribe in order to take her out type shit. So that's kind of the situation I was running into a lot. If they're a baddie, they either got 2, 3, 4 plus kids, which I love, y'all single ladies out there, single mothers, or they got OnlyFans. Always.
Well, I must not be bad because I don't have either. I ain't got a man. Kids.
Or they got a man.
Oh, I don't have a man either. Mm. So shit, it's all of that. I don't have. I'm not saying I'm checking off the list. I'm just telling you, I'm the not common denominator.
All I'm saying is I might have picked this seat for a reason.
I feel the chemistry.
Talk to me now. Hey, listen. Let me not get myself in trouble, actually. Well, you feel me? You know, sun it out. But how do you, well, since you mentioned strippers, I will say that is very common. I think a lot of girls became only, they got on OnlyFans during COVID and selling, hey, pussy sells. They said, hey, look, I could, look, I'm out of it. I ain't got to dance on the pole. I don't even have to be cute. I just got to show off my body. Honestly, I'm not brave enough to do that. I don't know if I would even be that. I don't really know what I'd call it.
No girl is brave enough until they get a boyfriend that's like, hey, yo, you know we could make this rent this weekend if you just clap that. And then they start being like, no, I don't think it's a good idea. Next thing you know.
My thing is that. My thing is that I don't know my family going for it. Mm-hmm. That ain't what I was brought on. Mm-hmm. And I'm not down talking nobody. How you make your money is how you make your money. It's just not how I could make my money. So it is what it is. But why do men, since I'm sitting with two here, mm-hmm. why do men feel like being a stripper is a red flag? Indeed, do you hear that usually? Like, and do you agree with, how do you feel? Shit.
Have you been to a strip club?
Can I speak on this,
bro,
please?
Please.
Yo, like, why? I have no problem if you want to be a stripper. We could go out, we could have a Philly cheesesteak, but I can't claim you as my girl. Niggas been grabbing your ass, you've been shaking ass in front of niggas all night. And I know the niggas with the most money in the club are finger popping these bitches. Like, I know this personally. Like, what is going on? I can't have a girl like that. And also, I'm just not that nigga that is that the strippers are attracted to. I'm too safe. I'm too nice. Is it because you're too safe or too nice? I'm a Nick Cannon corny ass nigga. They looking for drug dealing, money having, money
not
handling
the cameraman
niggas.
Saying, yeah, that's what it is.
They looking for that, and I'm a safe 9-to-5 nigga. My car is safe. My house is safe. I have a mom and a dad. I'm just not their type, and I know that.
Yeah.
I know my role.
You,
these drug dealers have moms and dads.
The thing is, they have a mom or a
good
dad.
Good point.
Sometimes they have both.
They be having both. Right. Then why are they making terrible decisions in life? Go to college. Go be someone.
I'll speak on that because now you're taking it to another place. But I think that people make their own decisions. Just like you have a white person that's raised in a blue collar household and they got weave edges out and the long nails.
I don't like that neither.
Look at Alabama Barker.
Who?
That's Travis Barker's daughter.
Huh?
Okay. I took it too far. My bad, y'all. My bad. Put it this way. It's okay. Look at Kylie Jenner. Look at Kim Kardashian. Look at all them. Do you think they grew up with long nails and wearing weaves and being nicknamed Kiki and Coco?
Let's call bullshit.
I'm saying you don't stay out of strippers business. So what's the difference?
Facts, that's
right. Right.
Well, so, I'm actually trying to stay out of strippers' businesses. I'm trying not to date the strippers.
Are you trying not to date them or they're not trying to date you?
It's a mutual thing.
I feel like
thing.
You got your heart broken by a stripper before.
It never
and
happened.
And that might have been what told you, strippers.
It never got that far. I'm going to be at La Palace on Thursday celebrating my birthday.
So
yeah, I'm spending money and I'm finger popping. I'm finger popping on Thursday. What's up?
Oh, God damn. I don't know about it. Jari, what about, where are you at?
I'm a man of God, so, you know, I don't partake. I don't know. I'm just not a strip club dude in general, you know, so.
Why? I know why.
I always been like that since I was a kid, though. Like, I like what likes me. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in a strip club, it's not about me. It's about, you know.
So do you buy girls at the club drinks?
Not since I was, like, 22.
Okay.
Because that shit is, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe y'all had different experiences. But anytime I used to buy a girl a drink at the club or something, like, it just never, nothing became of it.
That was my experience with it.
Yeah,
so, I just got my drink bought and then I moved on. Right, you feel me?
I'm not about to buy a girl a drink and then just hover around her all night like, yo, I just spent $8 on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not about to buy you a drink every time I see you and just be like, okay, it's Thursday. Maybe today she'll talk to me. Like, no, I'm not about to.
Why y'all feel, I feel like the way where men get it fucked up is that y'all feel like y'all have to buy your way into it and that's what introduces the whole idea of buying your way to pussy is acceptable. So, really, is that y'all fault?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Be honest, please. I've been dying for you to be honest once in your life.
I like, I really like just sincere shit. You know what I'm saying? And once money comes into the equation in any aspect, it kind of just is, exactly.
It taints it.
Exactly. It taints it. So I'd rather just set a vibe up to where it's like, we're going to have fun. You know what I'm saying? We'll have refreshments and shit like that. But, like, I don't want it to be about, like, oh, he paid for this, he paid for that. So, you know what I mean?
And also, whenever you are meeting somebody, you're in a loud-ass club with music. So your personality really isn't speaking for either one of you because you can't have a whole conversation in the club. You got to just hope the vibes are right. And a lot of times the way to, like, a first impression or icebreak is to buy that drink. So now you're already setting the relationship off on a bad foot because it is transactional. Right. I just bought you your vodka cranberry, and now you like, oh, okay, I'm one up on this nigga. I just got something free out of him. Yeah. You can't talk. You can't express yourself. You can't show your personality unless it's a quiet club. And at that point, it's a whole different conversation.
Do you owe a man a conversation if he buys you a drink? Do you feel like you should at least?
You owe a thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't owe them the time of day, I don't feel like.
I beg to differ.
I say the better you are, the less you owe.
Yeah, well, okay. I say it's situational. If somebody's like aggravating you, let me buy you a shot, cool. We get that shot, I'm fucking skedaddling immediately. But if it's somebody who's nice and they're like, oh, don't worry, like, let me get your drink, whatever, I usually have a short conversation. Like, if they're doing that and they're nice and not being creepy and very chill, of course I'm gonna be like, oh, thank you, I appreciate you, my name's Nisa, what's your name? Steve, cool, nice to meet you.
Before you walk away and never talk to them again.
I mean, shit, yeah, like, it depends how it goes, and it depends if you're attracted to that person. If you're attracted to somebody and they do all that shit, then you're probably like, oh, well, get my Instagram real quick. I'm with my friends. Like, let's talk later.
If you're attracted, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he bought you the drink or not. Attractiveness is what is going to win.
I seen this shit in real time. If you one of these handsome, sexy niggas out here, you can do whatever you want. You don't even got to do nothing.
Nothing.
Dog, I swear to God. Nothing. Yo, I got this one homeboy. Ever since I known him, dog, girls just be on this nigga like crazy, bro. We went out together to, like, the bar, club, all that. And it's like my first time hanging out with him as, like, adults. Bro, they was in there pulling on this nigga's arm, pinching his ass like he was a bad bitch. I was like,
oh, buying him drinks.
And he not even gassed off of it because that's just how I be every day. I'm like, nigga, this how you get to, like, live life?
Mm-hmm. He's like, I want to hang out with you more. That's shit.
Crazy, dog. Yeah. Just as bad as us.
How do you feel about, like, do you feel like when you initiate things with a man, it's transactional? Or does that matter to you?
I've been in a transactional relationship. I'll tell you that much.
Is transactional selling pussy?
No.
Okay.
Transactional was...
Clear it up for us.
Well, let me clear it up. I was used. I was bamboozled.
Oh, you were getting you were giving the trans... Bomb. Oh, damn.
And you was paying for shit? Oh.
You was paying
I was paying for shit.
You were way too bad for that.
I was buying shit. And I'm like, why am I buying these? And so... Now I got a size 12 for sale.
So if y'all need a size 12.
If y'all need a size 12, they're dunks. Let me know.
Damn.
I didn't know bad bitches was getting bamboozled out here. I had no idea.
Bad bitches get bamboozled every day. Yeah, every day. Let me tell you something. We get bamboozled a lot of the time. I am putting a we on it, so don't play with me. I do want to say, hey, now that I got the mic, this is my show, so I'm about to bust this shit open. But... I feel like, no, not. Hey, yo. Maybe yo. Not that. No.
Transactional nigga right here, nigga. What's up? Where I need to put my card at? What's up? What we doing?
I feel like at the beginning, to me, fuck. I'm trying to word this in a way that people can understand this and see that every situation that I've had does begin somewhat transactional, but it's not like you have to buy this. It's more like you're willing to spend time with me, and if we're gonna go to dinner or on a date, who gonna pay the bill?
Yeah, your worth and your value have a lot of self-worth, so you feel like you deserve that. And
yeah, like that. I deserve to be courted, so of course, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I feel like I deserve myself to be courted, and in order to be courted, motherfucker gotta break some bread. You don't gotta spend, $2,000 on a section to impress me, or $2,000 on a nice, like, I don't know, dinner set up, something private. You don't have to do that. But we can go.
You can see how that could be
misconstrued, maybe.
Not even misconstrued, but that's already messing with the psychology of a man. I'm thinking as soon, anytime I'm in a relationship or trying to get in a relationship, I need to start off by putting forth something. So you know, you're telling me that you're the prize and that you're the pedestal and I need to pay to get this. But the problem happens is once niggas get it. A lot of times niggas will pay and they know how to do the whole song and dance. I'm going to open the doors for you. I'm going to buy the flowers for you. I'm going to go on 3 or 4 dates with you and show you everything that you want to hear. But in my mind, it's because I know that I have to go through those motions. And after I smash, I'm out. And then y'all be confused. Like, what the hell? I did everything correct. Because it feels transactional. It doesn't feel like it's a genuine thing. And niggas aren't feeling like prizes out here.
Shit, I done met a lot of people who feel like they're the prize. Like, it's more nowadays, I feel like dudes want to be the bad bitches. And it's crazy to me because
can we both in the be the real bad bitches?
No. It ain't no two. To me, how I feel like it should go is that the man courts the woman, you know, y'all going on dates and stuff like that. Even if the woman pursues the man, if the man agrees to you know, entertain it, the man should court the woman. Mm-hmm. However you guys deal with that financially is really up to where you stand. Like, sure. If you could do what you do, what you, yeah, do what you can do. And like, if you don't got it like that, take me to go get ice cream and do something cute. Let's go to the movies on a Tuesday. It's $5, just so y'all know. There's a lot of things to do that is not expensive, transactional. But I think that once a man gets with a woman, if he wants to be serious with her, a woman will show a man she fucks with them by spending money back. I promise you. Every man that I fucked with, if we go on like 3rd, 4th date and it's somewhere, or we'll go like to maybe a bar afterwards to grab a quick drink, I'll buy a round of shots, I'll buy a round of drinks. And I have no problem with doing that because you're footing the bill on other shit. Or if there's a holiday that comes around and we fucked with each other and we locked in, you're not the only one giving a gift. You're getting a gift too. And that's how you know when somebody genuinely fucks with you, that's depending on the type of person. What do you say that's why?
I'm glad you said that though, because I wanted to say that, like, two things, like how you said, when you courting a woman, just court her to how you could afford to. Like, don't try to keep up with what you seen on Instagram and all of that. Because I tell y'all right now, from personal experience, you do the Instagram shit, that shit don't change nothing. It's not going to make something work. That's not going to work regardless. And it's vice versa. If you doing what you perceive to be the bare, not bare minimum, but just small little things because that's what you can afford. If she really likes you and, like, you know what I'm saying, y'all got a genuine connection, then women respect the effort more than anything. So just show her something, put her on to something new, take her somewhere she ain't been before. It don't got to be no 5-star restaurant. She done probably been there with niggas she actually liked before anyway.
All that is nonsense. All that is bull, dog. If the girl likes you, she likes you. It don't matter how much you spend or how little you spend. If you fine, if you charming, if you cool, she going to mess with you, she going to deal with you, and she going to pay for shit too. But I do not like the stance that women take of, yo, you need to show out in the beginning, and if I really fuck with you, I'ma pay it back. Because I already paid 5 times. You think picking up these one shot at this one dinner is gonna equal up to all the things that we've done together? You're not catching up. I took you to Disney last week. What are you talking about?
Right.
Those tickets, those was park hoppers. What are you talking about out here?
They want a down payment.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, ask me a question, because you just try to, come on.
Do you believe in gender norms? Do you believe in gender roles?
Yes, I do. I do. Yeah, let me not even, I do believe in gender roles. Look at her, yeah.
Do you think that a man should be a provider and a protector, and a woman should keep and clean house and take care of the house?
So, I believe in a new age, like a more new age version of that, but for the most part, yeah, I feel like the man should provide majority of a household, because at the end of the day, you want me to fuck you still, you want me to suck your dick on fucking command, you want me to raise these kids, you want me to clean up and do all this shit, and have my own career, and have my own money.
Sure.
You can't do that shit. And I'll put that on everything, that no man can do everything a woman does as a parent and as a provider all in one and do it seamlessly and take care of a house. Because most of the time when a dude is a good father, the house ain't clean, or they don't know how to cook, or it's a number of other things. Nobody can do it all. Same thing as a woman. She ain't gonna put what you put on the plate for the most part, or when she does, she's not a mother. She doesn't clean the house. She hires somebody to do that. Like, you're supposed to be a partnership to make that shit work. So it can't be fully, you know, unless that's what makes you happy. If it makes you happy to provide for your woman, I think that relationship roles are amongst the two people that are in it. Well, I can't tell you how to be happy in your relationship. Me, myself, I believe in like a 70-30 rule. What that is for me and what I think a 70-30 is that the man pays rent if you're running a home mm-hmm. or mortgage, whatever the fuck you want to call it. The woman pays the smaller bills, electricity, cable, water. That's probably less than half of what your rent or your mortgage is, but it's still something. And then she can save her money and have, you know, I don't know, both of y'all can work on y'all credit. And if she has to put down on something, she could put down on something. She can maybe pay for vacations that you have, tickets, shit like that. Whatever you find equal. To me, that's 70-30. I'm not putting in everything, so it's really 30. Like 70, but at the 30. Back of the end, you feel me, financially. And then when it comes to home, it's 70-30, and the man is... the 30 and the woman's the 70. So yeah, I'm gonna make sure you're eating. I know how to cook, so that's something I just learned as a like as if my mother taught me how to cook. That's something I picked up. I'm not judging nobody who don't know how to cook. You know how to order food though, right? And you could pay for that food, right? And have it on the table. Cool. Okay, TikTok got 1,000,001 easy recipes. If you want to make a shake, you can. But if we have kids, I need to make sure the kids are good when they're home, bathe, all that good stuff. But if I do the laundry, you should help me fold the laundry. Mm. Do little things. If I'm having a really rough day because I just got back from work, if you could take the baby or whatever, the kid, and keep them entertained, do that. Do little things to make it easy on me. But I'm saying 70-30 because the effort level, but it ends up being 50-50 and 100-100 no matter what, because y'all are both putting the effort into it. That's what I believe in, and not everybody does. A lot of people believe in, oh, the man pays absolutely everything, the woman takes care of the house. To me, I feel like when it's that's the times where a man will beat on you. That's the times when a man will control you fully, and I've seen this happen a number of times throughout my childhood, throughout my adulthood. When it's 100% financially on the man, they will dog you, period. Mm. Like, there's no and, ifs, or buts about it. Whoever pays all the bills or whatever, they feel like they have that freedom, that hold on you, and that freedom in your relationship that they can control it however they want to.
Without me,
yeah. What are you gonna do? What do you have without me? You don't got shit
without me. Nah, I do like your 70-30 thing, because I feel like something people don't really be saying when they be talking on this, like, just from like the man's perspective, is like, I just see a lot of dudes try to be on some like, oh, you know, I pay 100 and da 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 da, because they think that's like some player shit. But a lot of dudes, if you go that route, you're going to end up getting played, because you're going to learn and find out, like, the chick you got next to you is not really on your team like that. Like, she was just in it for the ride. So it's like that with anything, with every relationship, whether it be relations, business, whatever. You got anybody involved in the partnership needs to have some kind of investment. And just cleaning the house up on your downtime is not an investment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not really sacrificing nothing or committed in no kind of way. And y'all gonna see, like, why should it go sour? You're gonna learn how much she really resents you, because exactly like Nisa's saying, like, you might have been, like, subconsciously treating her like you got control of her and you trying to manipulate her and all that, and she gonna feel that, and then when it's over, you're gonna learn how much she really resent you after you done spent all this money for y'all little apartment.
I don't agree with neither of y'all. That 70-30 shit is whack, son. It's completely, utterly,
you totally, a 50-50 ass motherfucker, ain't you?
No, I'm not a 50-50. That's what it sounds like. I'm not 100-100. I'm a let's do what works for us. Every relationship is different. Every relationship brings different things to the table, and I don't believe in gender norms at all. I'm the type of nigga that I like to cook. I like to clean. My mom is Caribbean and Guyanese. She raised me to have a clean house. Some women don't clean to my standards. Some women clean better than my standards, but I like to clean my area for me. I don't have kids, so we talking about a kid situation. I can't see myself building a life with somebody who's not already my wife. I'm not going to put my seed in somebody that I'm not going to for sure spend the rest of my life with. Point blank, period. So all this, I already have a kid. I'm a single mom type. I'm trying to come into a relationship. Nah, not happening. I'm smashing, and we going on 3-4 good dates, and I'm out, son. I'm not doing that.
Not 3-4 dates.
You better be careful. Yeah, you tread lightly.
Cross this motherfucker off, please.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You know, I straight up, I am here to entertain, and that's on stage and off stage. I'm not looking for no long-term relationship. And all these girls either have a kid or an OnlyFans.
How old are you?
I'm 31. I'll be 31 on Thursday. This my birthday's March
30th. They did say men mature at 43. They did say that.
Nah. All that relationship stuff where we talking about cleaning house and stuff, it's over for that. And I don't condone men who put their hands on women. I don't like that shit. I don't condone manipulative, controlling ass niggas. If y'all paying all that money and you think y'all own her, she cheating on the side. If you paying all that money and you think that you controlling her, the moment that she finds a better option, she's leaving you, dog. I'm telling you that on God, straight up.
All right. D, please give us your standpoint. Because he said a lot and didn't say too much.
Like, every relationship is different. I think that the key to the relationship and what works for y'all is knowing that you are partners in this. Like, I feel like,
we know how you feel.
Relationships.
After that. After your loss. She
paid for stuff. I can't believe the vibes is paying for stuff.
Yo.
The DM's about to be flooded.
Isn't that crazy?
That would never happen on my watch. Oh.
Man.
Three or four dates worth, I'll pay for everything.
I'll save my money now.
You'll save your money now. You landed.
I'll save my money now.
But you were saying you like a partnership is...
I like a partnership, so it doesn't matter. I'm not looking at percentages. I do want to equal. I'm not saying I'm completely 50-50. I wouldn't want it to be like that forever. Because I want a man who's a leader. So I want to feel like I look up to you and, like, you're doing better than me. You know what I'm saying? So not that I wouldn't date somebody who's making less than me. But I feel like if we're in a partnership, it's going to be, like what you said, 30-70 sometimes. 70-30. Yeah. It's like I pick up where you can't
lack,
get it.
Yeah.
And then you pick up where I'm lacking at.
I feel
and
like
we're bringing each other up. As long as we're growing, that's the most important part, is growth.
I think in all partnerships, whether it's business, relationships, things like that, you always have to have that agreement and you have to be working towards it equally. So same thing in your guys' group. It's three of you or four of you technically. So you all have to give 25% of what it is. And if somebody can't give the other 25, y'all got to give 35 or 45 or whatever to fill that deficit. So same thing in relationships. When somebody can't give you 100%, they can only give you 10. You got to push that 90. And if you're not comfortable doing that with somebody, then you're not supposed to be with that person. Or you're not supposed to be with anybody if you can't give that much of yourself for a moment.
Right.
Because you want somebody to do it for you. But yeah.
But let it be known, we're not hating on housewives, okay? Because as entrepreneurs, we work hard as hell for our money, man.
Shout out to stay-at-home mom. Shout out to the stay-at-home mom.
Because that's a job, too, though. But that's people's relationship and what they're happy
only
with.
Only if you got a kid. If you a stay-at-home mom or housewife and you ain't got no kid, you just...
I don't know. I know some stay-at-home girlfriend and they kill it. So I don't know.
I'm not co-signing that.
Can you be a housewife?
You could be a stay... Yes, that's a whole thing.
With no business, no nothing?
I think you should always have a business.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you got no business. You got no kid. You just at the crib taking pictures by the pool.
I mean, hey, if somebody paying for it and they're happy with it, then it is what it is.
But like, you can't categorize that with chicks that's really out here putting some work in.
No, I would never.
Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, y'all be trying to hide the bumps. Some of these chicks be bums. Let's call them out. It's okay.
They're bums. Hey, I call a spade a spade. I'm just telling.
If a dude was living like that, y'all be like, oh, this is a weak ass nigga.
No, there are dudes that do live like that. What are you talking about?
No job, no hustle.
Yes, what are you talking about? There's strippers that pay for their men to do everything, for example. It's literally bums. Men are professional bums. Most of the time, it's usually men, not women.
I disagree, but I'm just saying it's easier for you to be like, yeah, they're bums. But if it's a chick, like,
she a bum too. No, we don't call them bums. We call them broke assholes.
Okay.
It's different. Yeah.
Who
don't?
They be like, believe all women.
Broke bitches.
Women.
What do you mean? Did we not? Listen. Hey, not the hard workers. Don't do that. I pulled up with D to what the fuck? Where did we go? To WTR, whatever. We went to this pool party thing. For those of you who don't live in Florida, it's a little pool party spot. And I met her homegirl. And I'm like, are we getting bottles? We're just going to get bottles between us. It's three girls. And she was like, bet. I hate hanging out with broke bitches. Mm-hmm. Example A. Mm-hmm. Right there. You feel me? Like, people call it.
Yeah, but when have y'all ever told the broke bitches to their face about that shit? Y'all talking about a story where y'all had the money.
What are you talking about? If I have a friend group and people start questioning money too much and we're going on vacation, I'd be like, bro, why the fuck did you even come if you didn't have the money to come? But if I know they didn't and I'm spotting them, then why the fuck am I complaining? But when it comes to a point where everybody agrees and they go somewhere and then someone doesn't have it, but they're not telling you they don't got it before, and now everybody got to figure out what's good for you. Yeah, we do call it out. I know plenty of females that have no issue, including myself, calling a spade a fucking spade. Mm. Or you just don't hang out with them, so you don't have to talk about them, because I don't get paid to talk about them.
You never been a broke friend on a vacation?
I have been the broke friend on vacation. I've been a broke friend on a vacation in college. And look, and I've literally always made sure whoever I was closest with in the group knew. Yeah. Like, hey, bitch, I'm broke as fuck. We have to figure it out. Or if I honestly, if I think about it, usually when I go on vacation, like if when I was younger and I went on vacation, I didn't have money like that, like in college. Whoever I was with on vacation, they probably ain't have money like that either. That's why our asses went on vacation together, because we knew we were going to figure that shit out. I actually went to Spring Weekend. Y'all ever heard of that? Mm-mm. It's in PCB, Panama City Beach or whatever. Dirty as shit. It's like worst part of Jacksonville times three. Nasty out there. They have a big ass rave. So it's like a festival type thing. It's the weekend. It's like $350 for the ticket. So me and my friends from college were like, bet, we didn't have no plan. We just had the plan. We just needed the platform. We just had to get it through. We figured out that we were going to basically finesse getting tickets and saying we lost our tickets. The girls were going to do it because we had dudes with us too. And then switch off getting inside with the band and passing the band off. Do you know that we got away with that shit and it was seven of us and we had three tickets? Seven of us, and we had three tickets, and we took in a we didn't buy anything. The girls just went and literally were like, oh, we lost our ticket, we'll pay you. Bro, we paid the dude $20, so we lost $60 on a $300-something ticket. Only thing we paid for was the motel room. It was all of us in one motel room, so we paid almost nothing, and we had a fucking blast. We ate McDonald's, and we bought plastic bottles all weekend.
That's a story that only a woman could tell. If a man,
what do you mean? There was three guys with us.
If a man told that story, you're like, yo, why are you going?
We were kids. We were kids. What are you talking about? We were kids. When you're shit, most of the men, that's college days. Most of the men I knew in college were the broke ones. The women were the ones working three shifts a night.
Don't believe that,
just to make the money. Yes,
I didn't go to college. I went to orientation. I was like, no, I'm not doing this again. Mm-hmm. But when I was college age, they ain't show me no mercy out here, dog.
Yeah.
None.
They wanted me to have a six-figure job in
type
college.
Type shit. I'm like,
I didn't go to college neither, all right? And they was looking at me like I was nuts at 21, 22, like, yo, you broke, nigga? I'm like, yes. I'm broke. Yes,
I'm broke. I mean, shit. Maybe that's the people y'all surrounded yourself with, because I know that 21 and 20-year-olds were broke as shit. That's why I didn't fuck with them at that age.
That's pretty privileged.
I made sure I fucked with the older dudes. You feel me? But now that we're all at a good place, so you can talk to anybody. You feel me?
Like, you 20 out here trying to find something, and they all talking to niggas with real jobs. It's slow for you, dog.
Or the drug dealers. They love talking to the drug dealers at any age, especially if
it's a job. Okay, it's a job. So shit, it is what it is.
Hey, shout out to the drug dealers.
You dating all these drug dealers out here? Look at you, angel wing tattoos on your back now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should have fucked with us, the broke niggas. Mm-hmm. Nah, I've been a broke nigga on vacation, but it was.
I knew it.
I've been a broke nigga on vacation, but it wasn't my fault though. They wanted to extend the vacation. We was only supposed to be in New York for like 3-4 days. These niggas want to go to Philly for 2-3 days. I'm like, hey,
I didn't bring Philly money. You know what I mean?
But my boy spotted me, and, you know, I still feel like I'm in debt to them. Because I never paid them back.
God damn.
I went on vacation to Daytona Beach one time, and I spent all my money on the first day. I went out there with, like, $500. Spent it all. And then my boys wanted to go to IHOP the next day. And I was like, yo. Hey, yo, can I get that egg right there? Can I get a bite of that egg?
Stop it.
Niggas was looking at me like I was crazy.
Yeah. He said, I spent it all Thursday.
Yeah. That happened to me twice. One time I went to Miami and I went to the strip club. Maybe this is where all my strip
clubs. Why the fuck did you go to strip club?
I went to Dollhouse. Playmates in Miami. And it was like some underground shit. It's not no
Tootsies.
None of that. But these people, they was giving it up in there. They was like, hey, yo. this Dominican chick came up to me. She's like, Bobby, for a little more, I do everything. And I was like,
he's like, fuck it, do everything.
What's up? So she tricked me. I thought the $300 was everything. They're like, hey, no, it's another $120 for the room. You gotta pay the door girl. And I'm like, I got that. She's like, oh, and you have to tip us too, Bobby. I'm like, damn, this is all my money right here. But I'm too far in. I can't say no now.
You're already at the door.
My shit already hard. And yo, baddest chick I ever seen, dog.
Stop.
She looked like one of Joe Budden's girls, dog. This shit was crazy. The BBL, this was BBLs before there was BBLs. I was 21.
Oh, so that shit shook you.
Yeah, no, I was done. I was like, I ain't never seen no girl this thick. And she had the tongue. She had the tongue that just came out. She looked like a reptile from Mortal Kombat. Oh, yeah, her tongue touched the floor at one point, I think, yo. She was part giraffe. She just had the long.
Did you get a happy ending? Were you good on that?
Nigga, I got the happiest of endings. Are you crazy?
Oh, but like, it was worth it. Money well spent.
I'm still smiling.
Yeah, no, yo, I'm still paying that credit card off right now. This shit was crazy. Hell yeah, I did that shit.
D, what's your broke story?
I don't be going on vacation broke. I'm gonna stay my ass here, bro.
My bad. She be at home broke. That's it. That's her
if I'm
reason.
Broke, I'm in the house.
She be at home broken hearted, nigga. These niggas
broke in the pockets, broke in the heart, goddamn.
These niggas be treating her bad.
Hey, it's
why?
Her ID.
Why me, God?
You just some of us are just dealt a hard hand. You know, God gives his toughest battle to his strongest warriors.
Yo, next game.
You feel me? Yeah.
We was in the gym.
Nah, for sure.
For the love of D, next
we got you.
For the love of D?
Come on, man.
Got to. Honestly, is that's what y'all working on next? What's your next skit option? I need to hear a little. I just want a little teaser. Come on now. We already here. Give me a little something.
I am looking for Mr. Right. I'm going to just say no. I am searching. And I feel like I'm too good for the dating apps. I can't do it. So I said, fuck it. We doing reality TV.
Oh, shit. All right. Get to it. Well, thank you guys for stopping by the pod. I feel like we had a lot of great conversation, a lot of laughs. Thanks. Do you think so? I'll run that shit another 2 hours. Don't tempt me with a good time. Fuck the doors. Cut it off. No, but Kev, you were a pleasure to have.
Thank you so much for having me.
For sure.
Honestly, it's an honor. This is all just a persona. I'm a super humble guy, guys.
It took us forever to get him in the building, actually, because I can only get these two, and we're still missing one of the four. So this group is, y'all some Hollywood motherfuckers. Come on now.
You better catch
Jesus, I guess.
The price just went up on me, baby.
Oh, shit. Hey, that's always good news, though. D? Fuck you. We just... Jari... We don't need to even hear what the hell he got going on.
Can I just one more time, yo? This is the Orange App Squad. You about to see us all over the place, y'all. Thank y'all so much for having us on the podcast. We got love, light, and happiness. We want to spread entertainment and positivity to the Orlando, Central Florida, and greater United States, nigga. We out here, dog.
We need like a cool hand signal we can throw up, like
It ain't that one. Plug in though. Plug in. Didn't nobody give it? How the fuck are people supposed to see y'all content?
So watch us on the Orange Ave page. You can watch us at Orange Ave on Instagram, YouTube, everything. Also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Mr. 407 Kevin.
You can follow me at the Vibe Provider, THEVIBE Provider. Thank you.
Google it.
Google it.
You can follow me at Jari Knows, JARRIKNOWS on all platforms.
And don't worry, y'all. I'm going to spell that shit out in video for you. But you know how to catch me. Sorry if I offend you on motherfucking everything. We just got TikTok, so sorry if I offend you podcast. Catch us with all the latest videos. And then also the YouTube's back up, baby. So tap in with us. See you next week.